Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Yeah.
I got a little message for you out there this morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. Good morning, Tamisha, Kim, Ingrid, Sarah, Stephanie. Who am I missing? Good morning, everybody. Jessica. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, Father God, according to 1 John 3 and 8, we bind, rebuke, and destroy the works of the devil this morning. We renounce you, and we declare that our Father God is exalted and that Jesus is alive this morning. And just a little message I got for you from this song right here. Woo! I'm just feeling Jesus pretty good. Dragging a little bit, but to God be the glory. Got a little message for you.
When I think of my life, I think about all the good and the bad. When I think of every smile and cry, I know somebody was looking out for me.
I just want to make a little note here. I used to not like, excuse me, I used to not like chat rooms. And I'm just getting used to this one. But I feel like this is not, you're not socializing here. Everything on this tail line is about Jesus. Everything on this tail line is about somebody need Jesus. Everything on this tail line is about, if you own the chat room, I need you to focus your heart on Jesus so your anointing will come out, hallelujah, and help somebody that needs Jesus this morning. So that's why I don't want no, it's not a social, even although I think it is defined like a social whatever. But this one, this chat line here got to stay on Jesus. Your focus got to remain on Jesus. And you got to remember, whatever you get from the 10 line, somebody else on here needs it every day. Every day. And it'll be a good discipline for you too. It'll be a good discipline for you to keep your focus on Jesus. So maybe the rest of the day, you know, you get disciplined enough to start your day off on Jesus. Guess what? He'll meet you. He'll meet you. And as long as you keep your focus on Jesus, I can hear from the Holy Spirit what's needed. And so can you. Amen. You're right. It has been an amazing week here. And it's going to be an amazing week. It's going to be an amazing month. It's going to be an amazing second moment, because you're a bunch of amazing people. Do you understand that right now, in the name of Jesus, we are now streaming live on the Roku channel? This is the first morning I'm seeing it. But the big monitor up here, that's the Roku channel. That's coming in live through the Roku channel. So it's going to be people everywhere tuning in. And they tuning in to receive something from Jesus. So I'm going to keep this chat line here focused on Jesus. Just like the TED line is focused on Jesus. Just like I'm focused on Jesus. And just like you focus on Jesus. And you're disciplined. You become even more disciplined in your life. Because focusing on Jesus every day is a discipline. Because there's so many distractions out there. So at least Jesus will know he can meet us on the TED line every morning at 6 a.m. and it's all about him. Hallelujah. And as far as I'm concerned, it's all about him working through us to bring about his perfect will. And you're right, a Holy Ghost chat room. Sounds good to me. This morning, and anyway, I never know what we're going to do when I get up and pray, and then the Lord speaks to me which way we're going. So this morning, this is what I want you to do. I got some scriptures, and when I played that song, everything is all right, everything is okay. I don't care what it look like. I don't care how it actually is, how it actually might appear to be, because how it actually is must line up with the Word of God. Amen. It must line up with the Word of God. And it can line up with the Word of God as long as you line it up. As long as you purpose yourself that your spirit, man or woman, will be in agreement with the Word of God. So what we're going to do this morning, we're going to talk about Psalm. I got to get one of my Bibles because I don't know if I could get it on here. Go to Psalm 55:22 this morning. 55:22. And I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed by the caliber of Christians, believers, on this headline. Because Jesus said, if we just get two, and if two of us come into agreement, Jesus said we can have whatsoever we say. And Jesus tells us, if you ask anything in my name, according to my word, that it's easy for you to receive that. Amen. So I don't know what happened to that. Psalm 55:2 is where what I want you to look at this morning. And then we're just gonna go through a couple more psalms, and we're gonna pray. I'm gonna pray, and if one of you, now the only thing about Spreaker that I gotta, I can't open up your mic, but that's okay. We're gonna work on that too. So if you would go to Psalms 55, okay, and if I ask you, what has God given you? You have to tell me what version of the Bible you read it from. Okay? What version of the Bible? So bear with me just a minute here. This is something that the Lord just started having me do this morning for the first time. Okay. I didn't even know what. I got some scriptures here. I'm not certain what they say until we get there. So that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to allow the Lord to talk to us through his word. Amen. And also, at least once a week, I'm going to be giving you a booklet free. Some kind of booklet. The booklet for this week is You Must Control the Devil. Now, in order for you to get the booklet, you're going to have to go to TedLineMinistry.com. Because you're going to have to go to TedLineMinistry.com. And at the bottom of the page, it says download. And whatever the booklet is that that I'm giving you for that week, you can download it right from TedLineMinistry.com. Okay? So this week's booklet is You Must Control the Devil. And you got to go to TedLineMinistry.com at the bottom of the page and download it if you would like the booklet. It's in a PDF form, and I'll be giving one every week. So the reason I'm doing this is because I want you to have these in your weaponry, in your arsenal, okay? Because, you know, on the TedLine.com, I have a link to a website that says you can stop the devil. You can stop the devil. And if you click on that link, it's a whole website. So this week's booklet is You Must Control the Devil. And that's going to be found at TedLineMinistry.com. So in that booklet, I'm saying the devil will take over if you let him. Jesus delegated authority to use his name to those who believe in him. You must exercise that authority or the devil will wreak havoc in your life and everywhere else that he is allowed to. God loves you. That is reason enough for the devil to hate you. The devil would like to destroy you because he hates God. If you let him, he will. Jesus gave you authority. You should not be afraid of the devil or demons. Jesus has already defeated them, and Jesus gave you authority over them all. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, 19 says, then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. Notice that it is at the name of Jesus, not just to the person of Jesus, that every knee will bow. As true believers in Jesus Christ, we are members of his body and joint heirs in his authority. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and no thing shall by any means hurt you. We have authority, which if used, will ensure that nothing shall by any means hurt us. However, the choice and responsibility is ours, or I should say, the choice and responsibility is yours. Authority, power. Understanding that no human being in and of themselves is any match for the devil. So we must not, and I should have put ever, but I'm reading to you from the little booklet. So we must not resist him in our own ability or name. Remembering, we're talking about authority over the devil. We have authority as believers in Jesus Christ. Just as a policeman in uniform has the backing of the entire government and all its forces, so do believers have the backing of God and all his forces when we stand against the devil in Jesus' name. God, our Father, creator of the universe and everything in it, has given you authority, and he expects you to use it. You got that? Jesus won. I said Jesus won. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, having disarmed principalities and powers, Jesus made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. 1 John 3 and 8, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, Jesus, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. The devil can't kill you. Jesus won the victory. It legally belongs to you. But the devil is a criminal who does not obey the law unless forced to. So you must enforce Jesus' victory and lordship in the situations of life, or the devil will take control by default. I'm going to repeat that. It's on page 11 in the little booklet. You must enforce Jesus' victory and lordship in the situations of life, or the devil will take control by default. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21 through 23. It says, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he, Jesus, put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the body of Christ, you, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Will God do it? After Jesus' resurrection and before his physical return to earth, Scripture clearly puts responsibility on the believer. The responsibility is on you to exercise delegated authority of Jesus to resist the devil and all his works. I'm on page 13 in the little booklet, praying to God to stop the devil's operations is not what God has instructed us to do. Did you hear that? Praying, you and me, praying to God to stop the devil's operations is not what God has instructed us to do. God told us to resist the devil, and he would flee. We have a responsibility to believe and to act on God's word. Jesus defeated the devil as your substitute. And according to Matthew 28:18, all authority on earth belongs to Jesus. You and I, as God's earthly representatives of Jesus, we have the responsibility to use Jesus' authority here. Romans chapter 16, verse 20, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Verse 20 seems to say God will stop the devil, which would contradict all these other verses. You see, there is no contradiction when you realize that it is God working within the believer. There's no contradiction when you realize it is God working within you, the believer, to control the devil. In other words, the believer, you, must control the devil, evil, but the power to do it is of God. You can cast out demons. Any Christian can cast out demons. All Christians, believers, filled with the Spirit of God, have authority over them through Christ Jesus. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. And these signs will follow those who believe. Are you a believer? Are you filled with the Spirit of God? Are you filled with God? Are you filled with the Son of God in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Well, Jesus said, these signs will follow you then. These signs are supposed to be following you if you believe. In Jesus' name, you will cast out devils, demons. You will speak with new tongues. You will take up serpents. And if you drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt you. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. All believers filled, hallelujah, with the Spirit of God Himself. All born again believers filled with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the person of God's own Holy Spirit. All believers filled with God Himself have authority in the name of God's Son to cast out demons. This clearly means every believer has authority over the devil's forces. You must begin, if you have been, step it up with more authority, more power. Shut out the devil. Shut him out. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, nor give place to the devil. What gives place to the devil? Doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief negates your faith. Doubt and unbelief causes your strong faith to become weak faith. Would God tell us not to let the devil have any place if we had no say about it? If the devil does have a place in our affairs, it's because we allowed it. I'm going to repeat that. Ephesians 4:27, give no place to the devil. Give. Would God tell you and I not to let the devil have any place if we had no say about it? If the devil has a place in our affairs, it's because we are allowing it or we allowed it. James chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We have to submit to God. Why, you might be thinking, this is all in the little booklet, because we are not greater in power than the devil. But submitted to God in Christ Jesus, the devil must back off. The devil is stopped when we resist him. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9 says, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, your accuser, the enemy of everything good and righteous, Lucifer, who became Satan, who became the dragon, who became the devourer, is walking about like a roaring lion. He ain't no lion. He walking about like a one. But the one thing he is doing, walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, seeing who he may eat up, to seeing who he may pounce on and consume. Verse 9 say, resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood and your sisterhood in the world. Note the fact in the Word of God that the devil has to seek. He has to seek someone to devour. The devil cannot devour anyone he likes. Only those who will not resist him. Only those who are passive in their faith. Only those who are passive in their relationship, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to be devoured. But you don't have to be. God has given you some tools, weaponry, power, and authority. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 through 13 instructs us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the subtleties of the devil. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spirits, against powers, spirits, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, spirits, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You're not supposed to, every time the devil comes at you, have to garner up and gather up everything to fight him. You're supposed to remain strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, fully clothed with the armor of God, fully able to stand against whatever the devil tries. Brothers and sisters, without using what God has provided for our protection, we have already failed before we even started. You are supposed to reign as a king. As a king. Remember, there's no gender in the spirit realm. Romans 5:17 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned, through the one much more, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." How can believers reign literally as kings in life if the devil can do whatever he likes to them? It can't happen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, "You are of God, little children. You are of God, little children. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." I'm on page 22 of the little booklet. Never forget, no matter what it seems like, no matter what lie the devil trying to feed you, resist him in the truth that the greater one is in you. You can overcome. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death." In this spiritual conflict, excuse me, we must be committed to Jesus. No matter what the cost, you must remain committed to Jesus. If the devil can get us to operate in fear or doubt, he gains an unfair advantage over us. We must enforce the victory won by Jesus at the cost of his own blood. We must maintain and enforce the victory by the words of our mouth. Authority is exercised, brothers and sisters, by and through the word of God spoken through your mouth. That's the booklet for the week. You can have a copy of it if you would like. All you have to do is just go to TedLineMinistry.com. At the bottom of the page, it's a download here. One is just a flyer, and the other one is the booklet of the week. It's free of charge. It's the message. It will always be a message of strength. It will always be a message of deliverance. It will always be a message to bring you closer to that overcoming life. Now, I ask you to read Psalm 55:22, which says in the King James Version, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. I want to take a look at it in the Message Bible as well for a minute here. The Message Bible says, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin. But you, God, will throw the others into a muddy bog, cut the lifespan of assassins and traitors in half. And I trust in you. When I break this down, God has promised. Somebody needs to hear this morning. God has promised to take care of you. I'm here to tell you he won't let you down. Now I want you to go to John chapter 10, verse 29. Somebody put these scriptures up in the chat room, please. John 10, 29. I can't do it because I'm right with you. God just gave me these scriptures. John chapter 10, verse 29. God is trying to assure somebody this morning that he got your back. John chapter 10, verse 29. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Are you getting this morning? Whoever you are, the Message says, Jesus answered, I told you, but you don't believe. Everything I have done has been authorized by my Father. Actions that speak louder than words. You don't believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them from out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and thief. No one could ever get them away from him. I and the Father are one heart and mind. Whoever you are this morning, God has assured us through this word, how no person is more significant than himself. Now go to, please, I can't see the chat room, please. That would be John 10:29. Now go to Philippians 1 and 6. Philippians 1 and 6. Philippians 1 and 6. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 1 and 6 says to you this morning, whoever you are, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at it in the message. Philippians 1 and 6 in the message. Every time you cross my mind, I break out in exclamations of thanks to God. Each exclamation is a trigger to prayer. I find myself praying for you with a glad heart. I'm so pleased that you have continued on in this with us, believing and proclaiming God's message from the day you heard it right up to the present. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears. God said, Jesus said, and the Holy Spirit in us does the work, enabling God to complete in us what he has begun in us. That's Philippians 1 and 6. Now go with me to Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. In the King James Version. Don't forget to put that scripture up in the chat room. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Do not fear man. Do not fear circumstances. Put your trust in God. Fear God not being able to work through you that which he is attempting to bring about, which he needs a man or a woman on earth in order to accomplish on earth. Now go to Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25-34. I'm going right with you. I'm not going to the message on this one. Or either I will in a minute. Let's see. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Man, whoever you are out there this morning, God is really, really, really talking to you about you trusting him. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25-34. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, the unbelievers. For your Heavenly Father knoweth. He knows and he keeps on knowing that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Brothers and sisters, God has given you the promise of victory, and God has appealed to us not to fear or doubt. What does God want you not to fear or doubt? Write this word down. His active goodness. Woo! His active goodness in your life. His active goodness in my life. His goodness. Brothers and sisters, now go to Luke 11, 11 through 13. Luke 11, 11. 11 through 13, Luke 11, 11 through 13. Luke 11, 11 through 13. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone?